This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The first case is a new variant of the new coronavirus that has been spreading in the UK have now been detected in France and Spain. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Should Americans be concerned about the new strain of COVID-19?
Certainly. Should we keep our eye on it? Absolutely. But also, this is not surprising in any way. Viruses mutate.
That's Catherine Blish, an infectious disease expert with Stanford University, talking to KGO. Also speaking to KGO, University of California, San Francisco researcher Nevin Krogan. He's not concerned about the vaccine working on the new variant right now.
One needs to keep in mind that there's a large amount of antibodies when you initially get the vaccine, and it looks like those mutations have no effect. But when the antibodies start to decrease, the fear is that those mutations then would result in more susceptibility when the antibody levels are lower.
Scientists are still researching the new variant and the current vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tokyo reported a record rise in coronavirus cases Saturday as Japan experiences a surge that now includes a new fast-spreading strain. Japan has also decided to ban all new entries of foreign nationals from December 28th to the end of January, following the detection of the new virus variant in arrivals from Britain. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel was hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month in order to return to post-pandemic normalcy. Netanyahu was the first Israeli to receive a COVID-19 shot December 19th, ahead of Monday's launch of a nationwide inoculation program. His comments came as Israel prepared to start Sunday a nationwide two-week lockdown, its third since the pandemic started earlier this year, after a sharp rebound in the infection rate. This is VOA News. The United States is by far leading the nation in COVID deaths and cases as the number of infections globally topped 80 million. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University reported the mark Saturday morning after 472,000 cases were recorded worldwide Christmas Day. The number of deaths related to the coronavirus across the globe stands at 1.75 million, with the U.S. accounting for the most, over 331,000. The U.S. also reported the most infections, 18.8 million, followed by India with 10.2 million and Brazil with 7.4 million. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden warned Saturday of, quote, devastating consequences, end quote, if President Donald Trump continues to delay signing a COVID-19 economic relief bill passed by Congress. The president threw a long-awaited pandemic aid package into doubt, demanding lawmakers more than triple the $600 direct payments to U.S. taxpayers. In a video earlier this week, Mr. Trump called the nearly $900 billion bill a disgrace, despite it being passed with bipartisan support. All of this as millions of Americans prepare to lose benefits and face eviction. A Syrian refugee camp in northern Lebanon was set on fire Saturday night, following a fight between members of the camp and a local Lebanese family, state media reported. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNCOR, confirmed a large fire had broken out in a camp in the Minya region and said some injured had been taken to hospital. The national news agency reported the fire followed an altercation between a member of a Lebanese family and Syrian workers. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections June 5th of next year, the Electoral Commission is saying, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region. Tunisian authorities say four pregnant women are among 20 migrants whose bodies were found off the coast of Tunisia after their smuggling boat sank. Search efforts continued for 13 others believed missing. Tunisian authorities said Friday 19 of the 20 migrants who died in Thursday's sinking were women. Saturday, law enforcement officials told the Associated Press federal investigators have identified a person of interest in connection with the explosion in Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee that ripped through parts of the city Christmas morning. Meanwhile, the governor requested an emergency declaration from the White House. An FBI special agent in charge says there are no known threats to Nashville. Diane Roberts, VOA News.